talking to Tim Pratt this lunchtime, and this all comes under the umbrella of the cost of living with the Isle of Wight Council. And Tim's in from Portsmouth Council.
That's right.
So you're working with the Isle of Wight Council, and over the next few minutes, you're going to tell us how we can save money, because I would imagine there are people out there that are really, really struggling. And I'm so sympathetic to all of those people that are now thinking, heating, eating, Christmas. How do we juggle that?
Absolutely. This is the time of year when it all sort of really starts to hit home, that, you know, you're looking ahead to the winter and you're thinking, what on earth am I going to do to keep myself warm and afford to eat at the same time? And we know that a lot of people are in that position, and also in the council, just as you said, Ian, you know, we're very kind of aware of this and wanting to help people as much as we can. So the good news is that actually there is a lot of help out there for people. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about. So as you mentioned, I'm here from Portsmouth. The reason for that is that Portsmouth earlier on this year successfully bid for just over £40 million worth of funding on behalf of a consortium of 23 local authorities, and the Isle of Wight is one of those. And that £40 million is purely to provide free measures to people, and we're talking pretty sort of major measures like insulation, loft insulation, cavity wall insulation, solid wall insulation. We're talking solar panels, we're talking heat pumps. These are things that will really make a massive difference to people's bills. So for example, a air source heat pump, if you put it into a property that is not currently using electricity as heating source, then you can be looking at savings of up to £1,000 per year.
Wow.
This is going to make a massive difference to people's lives over Christmas. And basically what we're here to do is to try and make as many people as we can aware of this.
You mentioned a lot of things there that are new, and my wife has mentioned a few times, and I look at it and I don't know what you're talking about. You know, what's one of those? So before we go any further, though, we should point out that there is an event that's being held as we speak here in Newport.
So it's on this afternoon, starting at 2 p.m, going on right through the afternoon up to 7:30. It's right here in Newport on the High Street, in the Newport and Carisbrook Community Council building. Do head along there. It's run by the Footprint Trust. I can say a lot about the Footprint Trust because they do such a fantastic job on the island here. I'm guessing a lot of your listeners are kind of already aware of them.
Ray Harrington Vale, that was the one. We were having this conversation out there and we couldn't remember the guy's name.
That's the guy, I'm sure well known all around the island, and work that he's been doing. And the Footprint Trust is still doing, you know, getting out into the community, helping people to identify ways that they can save money. This event this afternoon, it's all about just kind of trying to empower people by giving them the knowledge and the resources that they need to then go away and help themselves to save money over this coming winter. So it's called Warm This Winter because that's the idea, that, you know, people will go away from this event knowing how they can keep themselves warm, at the same time saving energy and saving money. You'll have less pressure on your bills, but you'll also be more comfortable. It ranges from kind of small energy saving tips, things like draft excluders and that kind of stuff that are really, really cheap to do, but can actually make quite a noticeable difference. But it ranges all the way up to the kind of really major measures that are available to people that I was just talking about, and how you can access that help. And I'll be there myself all afternoon to talk about that kind of thing, and what schemes are available, and how you can benefit from them.
So all I can say is get yourself along there. I know it's raining and it's probably the foulest day, but it is going to stop raining at some point. Let's hope it stops raining about 2 o'clock so people can get out and go and seek some help. The last thing we want people to do is don't accept any help, and don't go to any meetings, don't go anywhere and gain any information. That's the last thing we want to happen, because if you talk to somebody, if you are one of these people that is really struggling and thinking, how the hell am I going to get through this next winter? How am I going to talk to people? There is help out there, and there is advice. And if you keep listening, there'll be more help, and you'll know exactly where you've got to go and what sort of assistance you can get. Some of the things you mentioned just then, I mean, you mentioned the fact that, you know, this warm this winter. Some of the things you mentioned is if you got them in place, it's not just this winter, it's, you know, the next winters as well.
Absolutely right, yeah. So these are small or large investments, doesn't matter. They're things that will pay for themselves. Some of them will pay themselves just over this winter. Others will pay for themselves over sort of a few years. But as I mentioned at the start, for people who are kind of struggling to find the upfront costs of some of these larger items, there is a lot of help out there, so many people will actually be able to get those for free.
Let's point them in the right direction. What is available? Who's going to get it? How do they get it?
Okay, so there are a huge range of schemes out there. I mean, you've got HUG, you've got ECO, you've got GBIS. It's a right kind of alphabet soup of schemes. So it can unfortunately be quite confusing to try and kind of navigate your way around them and figure out which one you're eligible for, because they all have kind of slightly different eligibility criteria, and they all provide slightly different things. So I'm going to give a shout out to the Footprint Trust again, because any time you can give them a call and they will help you kind of navigate all this plethora of schemes and figure out which one is going to be the best for you. And if it's right at the end of the interview, maybe I can give a phone number for people to give them a call.
You can do that any time you want.
I'll tell you what, I'll do it right now, and I'll do it at the end as well. How about that?
Please do.
So the phone number to call them is 01983 822 822. So just give that number a ring. They'll have advisors on hand to kind of talk through your particular situation and understand what kind of measures might be suitable for you and what kind of schemes you might be able to get help from.
So when they make that phone call, so that people are I'll be thinking, right, I've got the phone number, what am I asking? I need to know that them the other end need to know what and how they can help me. So what's the question they ask?
So the key thing about most of these schemes is that they are available to those on lower incomes. So they will want to know kind of what your household income is, and that will kind of determine which schemes you may or may not be eligible for. So the particular scheme that I work on in Portsmouth, which is called the Home Upgrade Scheme, that is in general available to people with a household income of £31,000 or less. There are, as I said, these eligibility criteria are pretty complicated. There are kind of some exceptions to that. So if you're earning over that as a household, depending on where exactly you live, you may still be able to benefit from the scheme. Some of the other schemes, like the Great British Insulation Scheme, is more widely available, they will want to know what your council tax band is, and they can help you find that out if you're not kind of clear what it is, or you can check it out yourself. There's a golf.uk webpage where you can just go on and put in your address and get your council tax band. And so that's kind of the sort of information in terms of the eligibility of the household. Then the other side of most of these schemes is that they are trying to target them to properties that are currently not particularly energy efficient. So trying to get the help where it's most needed and where it'll make the most difference. So
can you, because I know a little bit about this, you know, and my advice to certain people, and I hope, you know, you can say whether this is good advice or not. Check out what your energy rating is. I mean, if you've got a good rating, which I'm guessing is an A, that's the best one.
That's right, yeah.
You're okay and you ain't going to get much help.
Unfortunately, not much help. But on the plus side, yeah, if you've got an A, then there's not actually many properties out there that do have an A rating, and you're in a pretty good situation if you're in one of those properties.
And if you've got an A, you don't need to make the phone call because you're probably going to be all right. But if you've got an E, then this is aimed at you.
Absolutely. So majority of schemes, I'd say, are aimed at people where their EPC, that's what this energy rating is called in the jargon. It's Energy Performance Certificate. If it is a rating of D or below, so D, E, F or G, then you are eligible for most of these schemes. There are one or two out there which, if you've got a C rating, you'll also be able to benefit from them. Again, the Footprint Trust will sort of know which ones are which. If you don't know what your energy rating is, and it's possible you may not have one, because they only have to be generated at the point of a property either being sold or rented. Again, there's a government website on the .gov.uk website where you can just put in your address, get back the EPC of your property, or it'll tell you if you haven't got one. For certainly the scheme that I mentioned just a minute ago, the Home Upgrades Grant Scheme, it's certainly also true for the ECO scheme, which stands for Energy Company Obligation. That's the other one that can kind of give you really significant help in terms of multiple big measures. So both of those, if you don't currently have an EPC rating, then doesn't stop you applying. You just apply to the scheme, and then as part of sort of figuring out whether you're eligible or not, you will actually sort of get a survey done, which will provide you with a EPC on the
right
property.
So when just say, for instance, you go through, people are going to be thinking, right, okay, I think it's an E, a D, my wages are well below, I make the phone call, and how long does it then take before things start to happen?
So that also, I'd say, depends on the scheme. Again, the Footprint Trust will be able to, it's got to give you good advice on sort of what you can expect for the customer journey. What will normally happen, so again, talking about Home Upgrade Grant Scheme, is you'll make the application within sort of a week or so. They will figure out whether you are looking like you're eligible, and at that point they will send you a welcome pack that will kind of tell you the evidence that you will need to provide to prove your eligibility, and it will also give you a sort of plan for what will be happening once you've gone onto the scheme, so you can see all the sort of steps that you'll go through. Typically, from the point of application, on average, it takes around 6 to 8 weeks to get from that point to everything being installed.
Wow, that's quick.
That's pretty quick. I have to say it is also very variable. That's kind of the average. It can change depending on a lot of things. Some measures, you need decent weather to install them, like the external wall insulation. That there's been none of that happening today, for example. So, you know, that kind of thing can delay things. You know, sometimes you get a sort of peak of applications, and that sort of pushes the timeline back a bit. But on average, sort of around 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. And so, and there's an awful lot that people should make themselves aware of. There's a lot of help out there, so make that call. You might be thinking, I'm borderline everything, I'm just on the cusp of the wage thing, I'm just on the cusp of the efficiency, the energy efficiency thing. Make the call anyway, because every little bit will help. Because
absolutely,
I would imagine there's so many people that are struggling with lots of different things at the moment, and you know, there is help out there. And I'm guessing you mentioned £40 million, and that's including, you know, some of that funds, some of those funds will be made available for the island as well.
Yeah, and it's important to say, first of all, that's just one of these schemes. So that's the one that I kind of work on myself, so I know kind of the money that's available. So yeah, it's important to say that the amount that is kind of available for the Isle of Wight is not pre-allocated. So the more people that apply on the island and the more people that get measures treated, the more of that money will be benefiting people on the island.
Sure.
So yeah, we just route that money wherever we've got the demand, so make use of it.
Absolutely, make that call. What's the number again?
So the number again, this is for the Footprint Trust, and it's 01983 822 82.
So if you can't make the event today, give them a call at some point, and honestly, take that step, because you never know. You really never know. And if you can get some help, some kind of assistance with, you know, the wall insulation that you mentioned that will help, I'm guessing. I want to talk about pumps, because what's this? What's the? Because are these replacing or instead of like a boiler?
Yeah. So I mean, the sort of direction of travel is that within the next sort of couple of decades, gas boilers will start to be phased out, and the leading replacement for those is heat pumps. It's not the only option, and there's some properties where heat pumps won't be suitable, but for the vast majority of properties, heat pumps is what makes the most sense. I mean, they're a fantastic technology, because the energy that you use to run them is kind of one third roughly of the energy that you get out. So if you think about your standard gas boiler, you pay for one unit of gas and you get one unit of heat.
Right.
With a heat pump, you pay for one unit of electricity and you get three units of heat, because it's what the electricity is doing. It's not heating directly. It's basically running like a fridge in reverse. So it's extracting heat from the surrounding air. So that makes it a really efficient use of your electricity. So for people who are currently on say oil heating or something like that, it will make an immediate difference to your energy bills. If you're currently on gas, then the total energy bill will be roughly equivalent at the moment, because you've got all these levies on electricity prices, which means that even though you're using sort of like three times less energy, unfortunately the energy that you're using is about three times more expensive. However, that's kind of what it is at the moment, but we again know that the direction of travel is that those kind of levies that are sort of artificially inflating electricity prices, at some point we can expect that they will be coming off the electricity bills, and then you'll start to see the benefits.
A little bit of politics, but you're not saying it, I am. And that is next year, when they call a general election, they'll probably drop the prices a lot. That's my opinion. You don't have to comment on, and I don't expect you to. What other help is available? You mentioned bills there. What other help is available regards to bills?
If you call the Footprint Trust, I mean, it's definitely worth first of all, finding out if you're eligible for one of these big schemes that will give you such significant measures for free. But if you're not eligible for one of those, there is still other help that is out there. The Footprint Trust can give you advice on smaller energy savings that you can make. They can give you advice on, switching, if that will help you to reduce your bills, and all sorts of kind of smaller measures that it will kind of allow you to reduce your bills over the winter.
What's the biggest thing that people can do to reduce? And I know that's probably a daft question, but everyone's got their own sort of agenda here, haven't they, when it comes down to size of rooms and size of houses, what rooms to heat, and who to keep alive and all that. So what's the biggest bit of advice you can give?
I mean, it really does depend so much on people's circumstances, but if you're able to do it, if you're able to do it off your own bat or because you're eligible for one of these schemes, then definitely the kind of whole house retrofit approach is the one that will make the biggest difference. So what I mean by that is that you're not going in just doing one measure ad hoc. You are doing a proper kind of survey of the whole property to kind of figure out everything that can be improved and a plan for what order they should happen in, and sort of how to do that in the best way. If you can get like multiple measures into a property, then you will see a massive impact on your energy use. The specific measures that are going to make the most difference will depend on the property, which is why it's kind of important to do this this assessment stage first. But typically, if your insulation is poor, then that is the first thing to look at. If your insulation is good, then the next thing to look at is replacing your gas boiler or other fossil fuel heating or even if you've got direct electric storage heating or something like that, replacing that with a more efficient alternative.
Okay, and I'm guessing, some windows won't be that good either. If you've had them for years and years, I would imagine that they could be an issue too.
That's a very good point, and kind of comes under the it aligns with the insulation part of it. It's all part of looking at the whole fabric of the building and trying to identify everywhere that heat might be escaping. I wouldn't say pointless, but if you kind of insulate your loft, but you still got massively leaky doors and windows, it's not going to have the effect that you might be hoping for, which again is why you need to do this assessment stage first, and then that identifies what are the kind of top priorities and the ones that give you the quickest wins.
Help is out there. So, you're listening, peeps, there is a phone call. There is a phone call that you need to make. You'll get told at some point whether or not you are on the list and can get the help. There seems to be a lot of emphasis on helping people at the moment, and you just need to help yourself by making that telephone call and finding out whether you can receive that help, because what's it going to cost you? Bit of time and a phone call, so make that call. And it is a local call, isn't it?
The Footprint Trust is a very local organization that's based here on the island, and really focused on helping everyone on the island as much as they possibly can.
Let's do that number again.
So one final time, it is 01983 822 822.
822 822 is the number. Is there anything else you want to say? Because I know that there was a lot of stuff, and we're kind of running out of time, but is there anything else you want to mention?
So I think the only point that I should maybe clarify that we haven't really covered is that when you're looking at, again, these big schemes, the help that's available depends on whether you own your own home or whether you rent privately or whether you rent socially. And again, I can't kind of give any hard and fast rule because different schemes have different rules. But to give, again, the home upgrade grant as an example, if you own your own home, then you can get these measures completely free. If you rent, it's free to you, but your landlords would be asked to make a one-third contribution. So, and obviously, you need to get your landlords to agree to that.
And why wouldn't they? Because, I mean, you know, well, at the end of the day, they're getting their property upgraded, aren't
yeah,
they?
So, to speak directly to landlords for a minute, do go for this. I mean, it is... help that, you know, so you have to pay one third, but it's kind of like still two thirds off the cost for something that will then increase the rental value of your property going forwards, you know, in the long term. So it's really worth going for.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else you want to add? Because I just want you, because I mean, you've come all the way from Portsmouth, you've got soaked once. We're going to have to send you back out on the streets again to get soaked again, no doubt. And I just want people that are out there to know exactly what is, you know, what's what, where they can get the help and assistance, because it's there. Take it while it's there, because it won't be there forever, will it?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think it's a reasonable prediction that these kind of schemes will be around for the foreseeable future, because they kind of have dual targets. One is to address fuel poverty, and the other one is to try and help get towards our the UK's net zero commitments. So, you know, that issue is not going to go away anytime soon. So my feeling is that these schemes are likely to be needed to help with that for the foreseeable future. But having said that, you know, that is only kind of my guess about it, to be quite frank. The particular schemes that are in operation right now, they have fixed timescales. They run, the home upgrade grant scheme runs up until March 2025. You've got others that run to slightly different times, but it's all kind of that sort of time period. So if you want to guarantee to be able to get help from them, go for it now. And also, you know, as we said right at the start, the earlier you do it, the more years of savings that you'll be getting, because once you've got these measures in place, every single year you'll be saving on your bills.
Absolutely. Hey, look, thank you for weathering the storm and coming in and giving us those details. And I say to anybody out there, the advice is make that telephone call, regardless of what you think. Make that telephone call, because you never know. You don't know everything, and there might be something you're missing, and you may just get the help and support that you need.
But
don't sit back and say, oh no, we don't qualify for that. Make that telephone call, and the number is 8222 82.
That's the one.
That's the best number that you can ring today. Thank you, Tim.